The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Need help filling out your bracket this year? Well, look no further than the ESPN Tournament Challenge app. With a host of autofill options to choose from, you can fill out as much or as little as you like. Pick your alma mater. Let your pet lead the way. Or lean on our experts to help you pick a winner. Go to ESPN.com/bracket or download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app now to sign up and play.
And they are flying in, as you can see, over 5.7 million brackets and counting. Be a part of the ESPN Tournament Challenge. Fill out your bracket right now. With that, we welcome you back to another hour of Get Up. We come to you live, as always, from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. I am Greeny, and it's about the busiest football day we could ever possibly imagine. So let's do it. Here comes the menu. It's time to get up with a Bill Belichick bounce back. The Patriots spending spree opening eyes. Are they now the team to beat? Booger will join us with his perspective in a moment. Meanwhile, his old quarterback, Bill's old QB, keeping his whole gang together. Can anything stop Tampa Tom from going 2-for-2? And then, in honor of Drew Brees, RC has his list of the top 5 quarterbacks ever. Wait till you see who makes it and who does not. All that and more in this hour of Get Up, starting right now with Bill Belichick's enormous spending spree. Well, let's go through it. The big prize on defense, former Raven edge rusher Matt Judon agreeing to a 4-year, $56 million deal. Multiple defensive players that they had yesterday, including Henry Anderson and Jalen Mills. On the offensive side, Belichick getting the tight end you know he loves to use. Former Titan Jonnu Smith, 4 years, $50 million, over $31 million guaranteed. And Belichick went out and got not one but two wide receivers. 2-year deal Nelson Agholor, 3-year deal Kendrick Bourne. So an incredibly busy day for the Patriots, who in total spend over $80 million in guaranteed money. That's $30 million more than what they spent in guarantees on free agents over the past 3 years combined. Meanwhile, Matthew Judon thought he was going to break the news himself yesterday, but he was wrong.
Y'all, we for sure thought we was going to break the news. But that damn Adam Schefter fast as hell, ain't he?
The only man in the world busier than Bill Belichick yesterday was this one, Adam Schefter. So the Pats, again, 7 players that they bring in. What can you tell us about this really almost unprecedented day for Belichick in New England?
I think this is a few different things, Greeny, when we look at it. Number one, it's an admission from the New England Patriots that their roster was bereft of talent and needed a dramatic upgrade at many different positions. You don't see the Patriots go out and spend like this in free agency ever. As you mentioned, the most money they ever spent in a year, and they did that within the first few hours of the legal tampering period. They needed help at the skill positions on offense, along the defense, and there is the list of players that they brought in. Matthew Judon and Jonnu Smith and Dietrich Wise they bring back, and Nelson Agholor, Jalen Mills, Kendrick Bourne, Devon Gotchu. And so that's a lot of different players. Now you factor in that they traded last week for Trent Brown, they re-signed Cam Newton. They're getting back players who opted out last year, like Patrick Chung and Dont'a Hightower. And all of a sudden, overnight, this is a remade roster. And I don't think they're done just yet. They still could be making more moves with all the talent that's out there. Because in the first day of free agency, that's when you pay for high-ticket items. And after the first 48 hours or so of free agency, that's when the items begin to get slashed down. The price drops on a lot of these players. And I think that New England will still be plucking out some more help on a roster that needed help. Plus, I think it's another message that the Patriots do not, under any circumstance, want to go through another year like last year where they fell short of the postseason and had to sit back, pull up a chair on their couch there, and watch Tom Brady go win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, bear in mind, as you talk about the prices starting to come down now, there are fewer teams than usual that can afford to go out and sign free agents because the salary cap came down this year. So you're right. Maybe bargain hunting, if you will, feels good now. Shefty, extraordinarily well done. Let me bring the crew in and let me say good morning for the first time today to the one and only Booger McFarland, who gets up early with us here. All right, Boog, you just heard it. You saw it yesterday. It was, by Belichick standards, really a very unusual day. How good did he just make his football team yesterday?
Well, good morning, Greeny. Good morning, Ryan, David. He made them a lot better, Greeny, but to me, they're going to have to win a certain way. Defensively, run the football on offense, but are they a contender in the AFC or even the AFC East? I don't think so, Greeny, because of the quarterback position. Cam Newton, from a physical standpoint, was one of the better specimens we've ever seen in the National Football League. He won with the S on his chest, the Superman, the brute strength. Cam Newton as a passer still has a lot to be desired. And I get it, we bring in two receivers, Matthew Judon, and the Patriots win today. But the bottom line, they have a player playing the quarterback position that I saw bounce footballs on slant routes last year. I saw bounce footballs on simple out routes. So if you're telling me that this team all of a sudden now is a contender, yeah, they're better. The defense will be back. Hightower Chung will make a great difference. They will be able to compete and be in a lot of football games. But in the end, Greeny, in this league, you have to have a quarterback that can complete some footballs other than swing passes and dump routes. And I am not a believer in Cam Newton. He can do that at a high enough level where this team, regardless of who they signed yesterday, can compete for the AFC East, more or less compete for a spot in the AFC playoffs.
Is there someone who could change Ryan Clark? You mentioned a similar thought in our first hour, so I know you generally agree. Is there someone who would change your mind on that? Is there a rookie they could get that would change your mind? Would Andy Dalton change your mind? I'm thinking of the quarterbacks who remain out there and available potentially. Is there something you could see Bill doing that would make you say this team is a Super Bowl contender this year?
I don't. You know, I don't necessarily know if there's quarterbacks good enough to get this team there. And, you know, I love the fact that Booger came on so professionally. He spoke to Greeny by Michael, then he spoke to the rest of us. But when you look at what Bill Belichick did, he might as well have signed up for sugarbabies.com yesterday. He was Sugar Daddy Bill. And you know what they say, it ain't tricking if you got it. But he also understands that he needs all of these things because he doesn't have that guy at the quarterback position. And I talked about it a little bit earlier. You hate to say these things about Cam Newton, but Booger is right. We did see him skip slant routes. We did see him skip out balls. We did see him have opportunities on play action, deep crossers with wide open wide receivers and not be able to hit him. That's what this spending spree is about. This spending spree is about understanding that we need pieces everywhere in order to be competitive because we don't have that piece at quarterback. And they're going to need a top 15 quarterback with this roster in order to compete for an AFC East championship, much less an AFC championship alone, and those type of guys just don't come available at all times.
Go ahead, David.
Well, another thing too, I think this is Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time. We got to give him respect. This is also an admission of how bad he's drafted because he's left a lot to be desired. Yes. When your roster looks like it is, they needed an overhaul. I mean, you watch them play and you see, I mean, when's the last time they brought in a talented receiver that they drafted? It's been a hot minute. So I think they've done a poor job through the draft. And so you've needed to fill holes to be competitive quickly. You know, the one thing I do like about this roster is I do think they can be old school. I do think they can be run the football. I do think Cam Newton still is a physical specimen like we've never seen at the quarterback spot and can do that. At least now, RC, Boog, Greeny, at least now they have some deep threats that they can say, listen, we're going to run the football. If you want to play man coverage, we can bomb it to Aguilar, who was one of the best in the business at doing that. So at least you got some speed on the perimeter to go with a team that I think is going to be smash mouth in defense. But you had to do this in free agency because Bill hasn't drafted great over the last several years, and you had to fill holes in your rosters that are there.
Well, to the point you just made, they did draft N'Keal Harry, a receiver, in the first round a couple of years ago. He has not done much for them, and they drafted him ahead of DK Metcalf, who looks like he's going to be a superstar. But having said all that, Booger, if there's one thing we can say about Cam Newton, it's that he's inexpensive. So an inexpensive quarterback right now is a benefit. It's a luxury, and maybe you load up in other places. Can you win in professional football in 2021 with an inexpensive quarterback, just have him manage the game, if you will, make the few plays he can make, and then let the rest of your team be spectacular? Can you do that?
Yeah, Greeny, you can. I think that's what they're going to try to do in Washington when they sign Ryan Fitzpatrick. They're going to try to win, but you got to be so good in other areas of the football team. Washington's going to try to do it with the defensive line that can be dominant. The question is, can New England's defense be that good? Can the addition of Hightower and Chung and Judon, can they be dominant? Can they be a top three or four defense that can keep them in every football game? And then you hope the ball bounces your way and maybe Cam Newton can make a play. But let's not forget, Cam Newton that we saw in 2015, that guy was an anomaly. The norm Cam Newton from a physical standpoint, I don't know if he can run over people the way that he used to, and definitely not from an accuracy standpoint. So their defense is going to have to be outstanding for them to compete each and every week, Greeny.
Or let's see if they wind up making another quarterback move. I have to leave it there for the moment. So much more to come on this incredibly busy day. As we go, the sneaky big free agency news that I believe has put Dak and the Cowboys a step behind in the NFC East. That's on the way. And so is this. Brady's bunch, Tampa Tom, winning free agency again. Can anything stop him from going 2 for 2? We'll answer that and more as we get up with you on ESPN.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We're back on Get Up, and Dan Graziano, our insider, is here. Let's run the hurry up, beginning in Kansas City. What gives?
Kansas City made a big free agent play for the big guard from New England. Joe Thuney signs a monster deal with the Chiefs to be a part of this rebuilt offensive line in front of Patrick Mahomes. This has been a key target of Kansas City's offensive line help this offseason. It will continue to be. They haven't addressed those tackle positions yet after cutting both of last year's starting tackles earlier in the offseason. Jameis Winston back to New Orleans, where he was Drew Brees' backup last year. He will attempt to become Drew Brees' successor. They have Jameis Winston on the roster now. They have Taysom Hill on the roster now. Indications are that they will have a training camp competition, but obviously these are two very different types of players who could both factor into Sean Payton's plans for his offense in the post-Brees era. And in terms of quarterback, in the Washington football team, Ryan Fitzpatrick heads there. The veteran with the magnificent beard continues his long career, joining his 9th NFL team. Will be Washington's projected starter going into the season. Gives them some stability at the quarterback position. And now look for Washington to try and add some talent on the offense at the wide receiver core around him.
Okay, so I'd like to make a point on that. Let's pick up on Fitzpatrick going to the Washington football team here for a moment. And let's bring the group in, if I can, Allie, because I want to present this to everyone. And if you listen to my radio show, then you have heard me say multiple times, some team in the NFL is going to sign a quarterback who was much better than anybody realizes. Over the last 3 years, Ryan Fitzpatrick has a higher completion percentage than Tom Brady, more yards per attempt than Russell Wilson, and a higher QBR than Deshaun Watson. He hasn't been the same Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, Fitztragic that he has been through so much of his career. And you put him together with that defense, Ryan Clark, I'm looking right at you. The Washington football team is definitively the team to beat in the NFC East. No ifs, ands, or buts. What do you do? What, change my mind if you want to.
These are lies you tell, Greeny. Listen, when you look at this team and you look at Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think we fall in love with him so much because we just enjoy watching him play. And he plays extremely hard. And he was on a team that we thought was tanking for Tua, and he actually made them competitive. He starts 4-3 last year, but it's still Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's still a guy who doesn't win playoff games. It's still a guy who doesn't have overall winning seasons on a consistent basis. And so I don't necessarily think this puts them above the Dallas Cowboys, who now have a new defense with Dan Quinn, who will now be better on the back end. They're putting their outside rushers in a better position to succeed. And they signed Dak Prescott back with a load of talent on the offensive side of the football. And so we had our call. It was 5 a.m. my time. And when I knew you were going to make this take, I then had to go into my closet and pick my wardrobe. And now, do I have on Lululemon joggers? Absolutely. But this is my Dallas Cowboy V-neck sweater, because the Dallas Cowboys will be the front runner for the NFC East next year.
Booger, tell him why he's wrong.
Well, first of all, I thank you for dropping the Lululemon. People that know about Lululemon know they only go to a certain size. Therefore, I've never shopped in the Lululemon store. So thank you for making that reference, RC. Greeny, you and I are sharing a brain. I think the Washington football team is the best team in the East, and let's break it down. Philadelphia, they stink. Okay, that's number one. Throw them out. The New York Giants, you're going to tell me that a team that's void of weapons offensively, exactly, a team that's void of weapons offensively, your star running back is coming off an ACL, Daniel Jones turns the football over almost as much as Jameis Winston did, and we know how that ended. I can't talk about the Giants. Now, RC, you bring up the Dallas Cowboys. You say the Cowboys' defense is better. Just because you change the guy calling the plays doesn't mean the players on the field are automatically going to change. That defense was terrible. Oh, by the way, they signed Dak Prescott back. Great. Guess what? They were 1-3 last year when Dak Prescott was healthy. So if you look at Fitzpatrick joining the Washington football team, I've said this before and I'll say it again. They got the best coach in the division in Ron Rivera. They got the best defense in the division led by that front four. And now you bring in Fitzmagic, baby. Yeah, he gonna lose you a couple games, but he's gonna win you some based on his style of play. Greeny, you and I, as always, we are sharing a brain like we do on hole 18 when we get ready to share a transfusion in the clubhouse, baby.
That's it. That's exactly right. You get two extra shots next time we play together, because I'm so happy with that take.
I don't need
David Pollack. That's a good point. David Pollack, what do you think?
Well, I guess I get to break the tie, kind of, or break up the love fest, maybe. But here's the thing. You said Greeny clearly better than everybody else, or clearly the favorite. That I do not agree with. I think when you look at Dallas, they're going to score points. They're going to keep them in games with all the weapons. The offensive line can stay healthy, and I agree with the defense is going to be a struggle. But if Washington can address a few more needs in free agency, right now I'm not ready to jump on board and say clearly. If they can get help, their front four is ridiculous. If they can get some more speed at linebacker and they can get another corner or a safety, something to help the secondary, maybe another weapon on offense to go with Fitzpatrick, we'll start having that debate. But clearly, no, it's not clearly. I think it's them and Dallas, and I think you could pick either one.
Never ever in the history of Ryan Fitzpatrick playing football has anyone ever said to themselves, we are a Fitzmagic away from being the best team in the division. Never ever, and it ain't gonna start this year.
I don't mind the disagreement, because I've said many times, like most true geniuses, I will not be fully appreciated until long after my time. All right, a reminder, Wednesday night, we got a great basketball doubleheader coming your way. We got the Bucks and the Sixers, two of the best in the East, starting at 7 Eastern, and that'll be followed by Kawhi and company. The Clippers taking on Luka's squad and the Mavericks. That's a good doubleheader. It's Wednesday night, St. Patrick's Day night on ESPN. Coming up here, Drew Brees, an all-time great. Is he on RC's top five ever? Wait till you see who makes it and who doesn't as we get up with you on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
In the midst of all of this free agent talk, we've got a little sneaky hembo for Graziano, and here it comes. Which team had the best record in a season after winning the Super Bowl? That's the question. We'll have the answer coming up. And we're going to talk about Tom Brady, who's the reason for the question. He's keeping his whole gang together. Can anything stop Tampa Tom from going 2-for-2? We'll find out next. Get up on ESPN.
Say I'm not good. Say I'm too bold. I'm coming on strong. Say I'm too this.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each one-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon, presented by Reese's.
All right, here we go. Graziano v. Hembo is pretty much our favorite matchup here on this program. And here's the question today, Dan. Which team had the best record in a season after winning the Super Bowl?
The 2011 Packers went 15-1 before losing to the Giants in the playoffs. I was at that game in Green Bay. I'm going to guess that. I can't imagine anybody went 16-0. 2011 Packers.
Boy, that was very definitive, and it's absolutely right. I mean, you just took Hembo down with great authority, send it in, Graziano. 15-10 Dan stands our score in the year 2021. I keep saying it. He is better at this than anyone I know is at anything. All right, let's move on. Back to the Bucks. They just keep bringing back key pieces to their championship team. In the last 24 hours, we've learned Rob Gronkowski is coming back. Shaq Barrett is coming back. Gronk, 1 year, $10 million. Barrett, 4 years, $72 million. This in addition to linebacker Lavonte David coming back on a 2-year deal. Chris Godwin coming back on the franchise tag. Tom Brady restructured his deal, so they got $19 million in cap space. So we'll see what happens with Ndamukong Suh and Antonio Brown, among others. But they look so good that yesterday here on Get Up, Dan Orlovsky said this.
I think Tom Brady's going to be the first quarterback ever to have a chance to go 16-0, like a real chance to go 16-0 again. Their schedule is butter soft. I mean, they play the NFC East. They play the AFC East. I think their two toughest games will be the Rams and the Buffalo Bills.
He threw that out there. What do we think? Booger McFarland, what's your reaction?
Well, first of all, I love Dan Orlovsky. You know, he's a great – right now he's currently on the Peloton ride and trying to get in shape. So hopefully he watches this later. But that's an asinine statement he made. When's the last time somebody went undefeated, Greeny? I mean, come on. I mean, seriously. I mean, come on, man.
Wow.
I mean, to go undefeated? Listen, the Buccaneers are not going undefeated, man. The Buccaneers will be dramatically better. They can bring everybody back. But, RC, you know this league is about – attrition. Who's going to stay healthy the longest? Who's going to get the ball to bounce their way at the right particular time? They'll be very good. I think they'll be the favorite. But who was the favorite last year? The favorite last year was the Kansas City Chiefs, and we saw how that went this year. The Bucs will be great. They are my favorite. I'm putting some of Greeny's money on it, but there is no way they are going undefeated. And how can you say somebody's schedule is butter soft when the teams aren't even built yet? Like, I'm done. Go ahead, RC.
It was amusing in so many ways because he also said Tom Brady has a chance to be the first one to go 16-0, which Brady has himself already done. Second of all, they're going to play 17 games this year. So there were so many interesting things about that comment. Ryan Clark, what is your reaction?
First off, listen, y'all gonna get off my boy Dan. Y'all know he's used to having the iPad in his hand, and that's how he entertains. And so now my dog gave y'all a very fun take that's given us 3 more segments, and so I'm with but I will say this. How many quarterbacks have gone undefeated? If Tom Brady does it again, he will be the third? No. Oh, wait. Yes,
So things happen, right? Remember Tom Brady last year against the Chicago Bears forgetting what down it is? Remember how many penalties that they had in that game? Remember getting stumped out by the New Orleans Saints? This team wasn't perfect last year, but they still won the Super Bowl. But that's the thing. They don't have to be perfect, Greeny. They don't have to be perfect, Boog. They just have to win. They just have to understand who they need to be week in and week out. So I expect this team to be good. I expect them to even have an opportunity to be great. But that's what Dan is saying when he says they can go undefeated. He knows that that's a long shot. He also knows that historically, that may be what Boog said as asinine. But this team can be that good. And let's not forget, there was a time coming into last season where we thought the Kansas City Chiefs had an opportunity to go undefeated. That was actually part of a conversation. And so we can't say that it's far-fetched to think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can be as good as the Kansas City Chiefs were last year. They are retooled, they have reloaded, and it's going to be fun to watch in Tampa Bay.
Now, Graziano, let's look at it, though, from just how good they could be from that standpoint. I think if you look at how they threw everything together last year with a truncated offseason and everything else, and how much better they got as the season went along. They had a bye week, and they looked like an entirely different team after that. Now they get a full offseason, and they bring the whole gang back together again. Are you willing to attach the word prohibitive to the word favorite, Dan Graziano?
But I'm never going to do that. So that's you give me a softball question. Not going to say prohibitive. It's the NFL. Too many things can happen. The Buccaneers were one of the luckiest teams last year in terms of avoiding injury. And obviously you're not wishing that on anyone, but the fact of the matter is that doesn't usually repeat year over year. So they're likely to confront some challenges that maybe they didn't confront this past year. To your point, if you'd asked me a year ago, going into this season, are the Buccaneers going to be better in 2021 or 2020? I would have said 21. I thought they'd put it together in 20, have a good team, didn't think they'd win the Super Bowl. Was wrong. So I do think they will have a very strong team in 2021. But, I mean, we saw the Chiefs had no reason not to win the Super Bowl this year. They still didn't. You can't say prohibitive favorite. And I'm glad that this hour, Booger's the one going to get the text from Orlovsky because he said mean things about him and not me.
I already
guess
got
what?
Mine.
Hey, here's the thing. My phone is off the screen. I can see it lighting up every 30 seconds. I guarantee you that's Dan
that's
right now. Every 30 seconds.
I'll give you a minute to take it. I'll give you a minute to take that call. Tell Dan we said hello. We'll have much more football as we continue in a moment. But let's get to March Madness for a moment here. Shall we? Gonzaga, the clear-cut favorite, a bigger favorite than Tampa is, that's for sure. The Zags aiming to become the first unbeaten national champ since Indiana in 1976. They got 20% of the money wagered on William Hill's odds to win the tournament, by far the most of any team. Actually, all four number one seeds, no surprise, have the four shortest odds to win the title, followed by the two seeds, Iowa and Houston. One seeds have won the tournament 10 of the last 13 years. The betting favorite entering the tournament has won it all 7 of the past 15 years. And so for the second time today, I say good morning to my Uncle Seth. Seth Greenberg, no relation. Seth, we're all talking about Gonzaga, and they deserve it. But give me a team that's seeded 5 or lower that you could see making a legit run all the way to the Final Four.
Let's go to the East bracket. I call that the champions bracket. There are 4 conference champions in that bracket. Oh, by the way, they have LSU in that bracket. They're an 8 seed. Let me tell you something. This is the best offense in the bracket. What makes a good offense? Dudes. They got dudes all over the place. You're talking about Javante Smart, bucket getter, Trenton Wofford at 6'9", a matchup nightmare. Cam Thomas can beat you off the bounce, middle game, deep, deep range. Darius Days, another guy that can score buckets, 11 points a game. This is an elite offensive team that can score so many different ways. They come at you in waves. The best offense in this bracket, the bracket of champions, LSU, if they decide that the guard, could make a deep run.
Well, they were inches away from beating Alabama for the SEC championship the other day. Literally, yeah. They had a tip-in that sort of went in the basket and came out. Otherwise, they wind up winning that game. That said, okay, give me the Final Four, Seth. Is it dripping with chalk? Who are your Final Four standing?
I've got Zags, I've got Texas, I've got Baylor, and I've got Illinois. So I go a little bit outside the box with Texas. Obviously, I'm going to have Illinois, play Gonzaga. Yeah, you know what? Why do you say Illinois? Well, you know what? First of all, they got a superhero on their team, Io DeSumo. Io DeSumo is absolutely ridiculous. Might be the most dominant player in the tournament. He's complimented by Kofi Coburn. You know what? If one guy's Batman, I guess Kofi Coburn would be Robin. I can't picture a seven-footer in tights, but what do you know about that? They are a tough out. I've got Illinois beating Gonzaga, actually. Oh. Illinois right now, they defend. They can score. They score 17 points a game in transition. DeSumo is the best closer in college basketball. They keep you in front defensively, and they don't turn it over. The art of the upset, to beat Gonzaga, take care of the ball, shot selection, have a post guy that can get Timmy in foul trouble, and then have a guy at the end of the game that can take it over. I've got Brad Underwood's Illinois team winning it all.
Yeah, they won the Big Ten tournament just last weekend in an overtime win over Ohio State. They are red hot as they come in. And Seth says Illinois over Gonzaga for the title. Seth Greenberg, thank you so much. And again, a reminder that we've got the challenge going here. We've got the men's and women's bracket challenges on ESPN.com. Fill out the men's bracket for a chance to win a $10,000 Amazon gift card and a trip for two to this year's Maui Invitational in Hawaii. Fill out the women's bracket for a chance to win $10,000 in Amazon gift cards. Go to ESPN.com/bracket for the men and for the women. Go to ESPN.com/TCWomen. All right, let's get up and go. Speaking of the women's bracket, last night, Stanford, UConn, North Carolina State, and South Carolina were awarded the number one seeds, with the Cardinals earning the top overall seed. Stanford has not won at all since 1992. Even UConn, by their standards, haven't won in a long time. That's been 5 years. But the Huskies, led by star freshman Paige Beckers, have the highest chance to win it all, according to our BPI. But their quest to win it has already hit a significant roadblock. They will be without their legendary head coach, the Hall of Famer Gino Auriemma, probably for the first two rounds after he tested positive for COVID over the weekend. In a video call with reporters, Auriemma said he's not experiencing any symptoms, which is obviously great news, but he will be away from the team for some period of time. And then back to the NFL, big loss for the Steelers. According to our Jeremy Fowler, linebacker Bud Dupree has a deal with the Titans that'll pay him more than $16 million a year as he comes back from a torn ACL next season. Coming up, in honor of Drew Brees, Ryan Clark has his list of the top five quarterbacks ever. Wait till you see who makes it and who does not. That's on the way. Get up on ESPN.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon, presented by Reese's. Don't forget to fill out your brackets. Visit ESPN.com/bracket or download the Tournament Challenge app now.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In celebration of Women's History Month tonight, we have a one-hour special, ESPNW History in the Making, that highlights the voices, achievements, and contributions of prominent sports figures. That's 8 Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app, hosted by Lisa Salters and Jeremy Schapp. And with that, we welcome you back to our studio with the Seaport. I'm Mike Greenberg. Delighted you're here as we continue with Get Up. We're with you commercial free for the next 14 minutes and change, taking you to the top of the next hour. And that's when First Take will come your way. Has Bill Belichick put the NFL on notice? They'll answer that question. Plus, Georgetown coach Patrick Ewing will join Max, Stephen A., and Molly live. That's First Take coming up, top of the hour. And we're with you commercial free for the next 14 minutes until then. And we begin with this. Drew Brees' retirement has sparked a lot of debate this week regarding his place amongst the greatest quarterbacks ever. Yesterday here on Get Up, everybody gave their list of the all-time great quarterbacks, and today we realized we cannot allow that to happen without an RC list. The standard on this show, the standard here is Ryan Clark's top five, and so, RC, without further ado, in your opinion, who are the top five quarterbacks of all time?
As I always preface these things, I don't care about what the people say after my list because it is my list. So no, Greeny, I'm not going back to the 1940s where they wore leather helmets or the years where they just wore one bar. I'm gonna talk about people I know, and at number one, we'll start from the top, it's Tom Brady. Why? Because it's Tom Brady, period. Let's move on to number two. At number two, we got Joe Montana. My earliest Super Bowl memories are of Joe Montana. I still remember the post route to Jerry Rice against the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. I still remember the slant route to John Taylor to beat the Cincinnati Bengals, the three MVPs, the four Super Bowls, and everybody wanting to be cool like Joe. Joe made me feel like I could play quarterback with a bad body. The dude was that good. And at number three, it started to get a little tricky, right? I was going back and forth between a couple of people, but I'm gonna go with what I feel. And number three is Aaron Rodgers to me. I know you're gonna say he doesn't have all the Super Bowls, and he doesn't have all the rings, and he doesn't necessarily always win the NFC Championship. Actually, he only wins it once, but still, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best I played. He's one of the best we've all ever seen. He can do things with the football people only wish that they could do with a wiffle ball. He is that impressive. He's that great. The type of accuracy, the off-plane throws, the things that he's done throughout his career, and the consistency to still be this good at this age, he's my number three. At number four, I gotta go with the sheriff, Peyton Manning. And yes, Peyton Manning is probably the best regular season quarterback we've ever seen. He has five MVPs. He ended up getting two Super Bowls, winning one late in his career with the Denver Broncos. The dude could do it all. He can orchestrate the offense, understand what you're doing on defense, talk to Tony Dungy on the sideline, and still throw touchdowns to Dallas Clark, Marvin Harrison, and Reggie Wayne. He was absolutely phenomenal throughout his entire career. He's right here from Louisiana, buddy from the 504, Newman High School. Gotta show love to Peyton Manning. And the reason we started at number one, and we're gonna finish at number five, because now it's time to piss people off. Because at number five, I don't care if it's just 4 years, it's Patty Mahomes. You heard what Drake said. Patty Mahomes didn't go for 100. That's what it's about. We saw Patrick Mahomes do things that people couldn't do when he started playing this game. We saw him start to redefine the quarterback position. MVP in his first full year starting. Super Bowl MVP in his second year. And he brings his team back to the Super Bowl this year. And when he was under siege, like it was Red October, he had three of like the greatest incompletions we had ever seen. When you listen to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mic'd up on the sideline, the offense, all they kept saying is, do you see number 15? It's like nothing we've ever seen. And the only reason he's at number five and not number one is because Tom Brady has played two decades and he's just been so dang on good. But one through five, that is mine. Dan Graziano about to get on here with facts. Booger's about to jump off his Peloton. And David Pollock might actually eat some rice after this. But I do not care because it's my list.
That's extraordinarily well done, RC, with his top five. I will let your fellow LSU Tiger give his thoughts first. Go ahead, Bug.
Well, first of all, I'm going to give him an A for effort. What a showman. Wow. I mean, you put together a list, and the way you said that, I was almost believing you. Great job. But listen, RC, I love you, buddy, and we have a lot of the same guys on the list. But how can you have Aaron Rodgers, the guy with one Super Bowl, on your list? If this is a list about the most talented quarterbacks to ever play the game that didn't accomplish a lot more, he might be number one, okay? And then you're going to put Patrick Mahomes on. Yes, I understand, and my job right now on this show is to break apart your list. So sit back and listen. Then you're going to have Patrick Mahomes at number five on your list. I get it. We all love Patrick Mahomes, but I'll ask you this one question. If Patrick Mahomes didn't play another down, is he a Hall of Famer? I don't think so. You can't be a Hall of Famer right now, so how can you put him on your list? They didn't ask me for my
Terrell
list, but
Davis,
I'm going to give you my
Famer.
List just to combat your list.
Calvin Johnson,
number one,
a Hall of Famer.
Tom Brady. Number two, Joe Montana. Number three, Peyton Manning. Then I'm going Johnny Unitas. If you don't know about him, Google him. You can check him out. And then last but not least, I'm going John Elway. So do a little, I realize I'm a little older than you, so go back and Google some of these guys like Elway and Johnny Unitas. Greeny is right up our category. And
Elway.
Then, maybe then, you can be a little bit more respectful when it comes to the history of the game that has provided all that Lululemon wear for you. okay? Understand that.
Yeah, that's right. The man has made a very nice career at Lululemon's. David Pollack, go ahead.
Exactly.
I love these things because they are your own, and you can do that. And I completely agree with Ryan Clark. I'd have Aaron Rodgers in my top five as well, because you know what? Here's the thing that's subjective about these. Tom Brady's got all these rings. He's the GOAT. He deserves to be up there. How many championships would Peyton Manning or Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers have with Bill Belichick and the Patriots? He had the best defense of all time during those eras. Like, it's all subjective. Drew Brees being up on this list and being talked about. He's got one of the greatest offensive coaches of all time with him, who's played with horrible defenses throughout his career. So I put Aaron Rodgers up there. The only difference is I also have Elway in my top five. I don't think there's any way you leave out a guy like that that could run the football, make plays, be dynamic. I know it was a different game, and it's an easier game now, but those are the two differences for me. But, Boog, Not because Aaron Rodgers hasn't been successful in those big moments. It's also a team game, and you need the team to win. And Brady's been the beneficiary of having the greatest team and the greatest coach of all time. So that's what puts him all the way at the top, and some of the other guys elevates them.
Go ahead, Graziano.
I just, like, the Booger's cranky about the Lululemon thing, and it's affected the entire hour. I mean, get the man some Lululemon. Like, it's important. Like,
I can't fit it, Dan.
It.
I mean,
they don't make
Dan,
triple X.
If you
Dan.
Haven't realized I mean, this by now, I can't fit
they've
it.
They've got to be able to do something. We've got to be able to work this out somehow. But look, I mean, RC's list is great. I love that Mahomes is on there. I think it's fantastic. Joe Montana wasn't on anyone's list yesterday. I'm sitting here off camera watching the list come in and where is Joe Montana? What happened that this guy gets forgotten about? So kudos to RC for that. I would love to find a spot on there for Marino, who Tannenbaum brought up yesterday. Maybe he's instead of Rodgers, but I like the list.
And I will simply end it by saying this, and I think I speak for all of us, when I say if anyone has seen what Lululemon's look like and how they fit, I think we are all grateful that Booger McFarland doesn't have any. Okay, let's go on. We got winners and losers. Winners and losers from free agency Monday. Take the Patriots out of it. We all know how busy they were. Graziano, who's your biggest winner so far?
Greedy, I like what the Jets did. I mean, look, they spent big money, but they spent it on guys that, you know, are 26 years old and maybe just kind of entering their prime. Corey Davis, outstandingly talented wide receiver, had some injury issues early in his career. Then he got passed on Tennessee's depth chart by A.J. Brown. He's huge. He gives whoever their quarterback is a great big target. And I like what they did on defense with Carl Lawson, who's got upside as a pass rusher. So, yeah, give me the Jets for yesterday.
I'm with you. Pollack, who's your biggest winner?
It's got to be the Bucks. I mean, you look at the Bucks and they got Gronkowski. I know it's all their own guys, but Shaq Barrett coming back with one of the best pass rushers in football. Gronk coming back at the tight end spot. Lavonte David. I know it wasn't a bunch of names that they went out and got from other teams, but my God, they just loaded up on their great players and said, y'all come back. And it's all because Giselle Bundchen's so rich, Tom Brady don't have to take money.
RC, who's your biggest loser?
The Seattle Seahawks. Here's what the Seattle Seahawks did. Their best player in franchise history said, I need more. I want to be protected. I want to have more weapons. And they did absolutely nothing. And that's why the Seattle Seahawks are the biggest loser. They ain't trying to make this dude happy. They ain't trying to keep him. They might as well send him off to one of the booths he's already said he coveted.
How about you, Booger? Give us a loser from yesterday.
And listen, free agency just opened less than 24 hours ago, and we're already trying to figure out winners and losers. Here's what I will say. First of all, that's not good. Second of all, nobody can be a winner or a loser because the biggest fish is still out there. Trent Williams is still on the market, and whoever gets Trent Williams is going to be the biggest winner. So until the biggest fish comes off the market, I am not ready to go with a winner or a loser. Right now, the biggest loser, I'm going to go back to this again. Y'all not going to like this. I'm going back to Lululemon. I just Googled Lululemon joggers. They only go to a double X. They are the biggest loser because if they went to 3X Greedy, I would order up several pair right now.
I think you're missing the point.
I mean, this is
of
deep-seated
the
stuff
idea
here.
Of them is that you wouldn't be triple X anymore if you did. Okay, meanwhile, we skipped the Patriots there because they obviously were by far the busiest team. They were so busy yesterday, six different players re-signing one of their own. Not usually factors in the free agent market. They spent over $80 million in guarantees. And they made Chris Mortensen say this yesterday.
I think the Bill Belichick is putting the rest of the AFC East on notice. It's not, we're not going to yield to the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen automatically as the new dominant power in that division.
How about that? Putting the rest of the division on notice. So I will ask, do we think it worked? I'm going to ask each of you to tell me, with the Patriots making the moves they did yesterday and the division that they have owned for what feels like forever until last year, who do you like now, as of this moment, to win the AFC East? Let's go. I don't see them on the screen, so I'll start with, there we go. Pollock, you're first up. Pollock, who you got?
I got the Bills. Josh Allen isn't going anywhere. There's a huge difference between Josh Allen throwing the football and Cam Newton, but he can still run the football and he's still big and strong. Him and Diggs were ridiculous. By the way, another good free agency winner, the Bills. Signing their own guys, bringing back two guys on the offensive linemen that are great players, signing linebackers. They signed the guys that they drafted, they've developed, they've built this team. They draft great, they've traded great, the front office is great, the coaching is great. Give me the Bills.
All right, he's got the Bills. Graziano, who do you have in the AFC East?
You know, all due respect to Mort, I'm pretty sure the previous 20 years put the division on notice from Bill Belichick, and I know
yeah.
No one in that division is taking for granted that he's going away anytime soon. I still got to take the Bills. It's the best-looking roster to me right now from this, and just love what they're doing. David's absolutely right, keeping that team together.
Booger McFarland, who do you got in the AFC East?
Greeny, I'm going Buffalo, not only in the AFC, I'm taking AFC East, I'm going Buffalo in the entire AFC. They continue to take steps every year. Next year is the year I think Buffalo gets over the hump. We will see Buffalo in SoFi Stadium.
Wow, in the Super Bowl, Booger McFarland with a big prediction right here and says they'll win the division and the AFC. Ryan Clark, is it a clean sweep?
I got the Buffalo Bills as well. Josh Allen ascended into the top three quarterbacks in this league last year. I expect him to be better. And also, Booger McFarland just gained 100,000 Twitter followers from Bills Mafia. That's how you do it, Boog.
All right, so again, it is a clean sweep amongst our group for the Buffalo Bills. You were all sleeping on the Jets, but probably for good reason. All right, Graziano, let's finish it up. It is a huge day. Like, we act as though this whole thing is done already. It's really only just beginning. What are we watching today, Graziano?
Well, you just put that list up there of wide receivers. You guys like Kenny Galladay, Will Fuller, Juju Smith-Schuster still yet to find homes. So we're watching that. And look, Greeny, earlier in the show, we talked about Von Miller and the Broncos having a deadline today to pick up his contract option. They have picked up his contract option, as first reported by Channel 9 in Denver out there. We have confirmed it. So Von Miller will remain a Bronco. They talked to him about a pay cut or restructure. He didn't want it. He wins. He stays. And Denver keeps their legendary pass rusher.
Okay, and then just to sort of finish it up with this, one of our favorites, one of our family members is Dan Orlovsky, and he, of course, was watching as everyone took shots at him today, and he tweeted, "Hey, get up, I love how everyone is like, it's hard to go undefeated, and I don't think it'll happen, no duh, guys. Groundbreaking stuff, am I big betting they will? No. Do I think they have the likeliest, albeit hard chance? Yes. Hashtag soft schedule." And he's calling out, he's tagging RC and Booger McFarland. Awesome. Guys, thank you all for getting up with us today. Booger, I'm sending you a gift certificate to Lululemon. We'll see you tomorrow. First Take starts now.